AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Stocks have been teeter-tottering today after the market was closed yesterday for the Christmas holiday. And regardless of whether they end this afternoon in the red or the black, 2024 was a boon for investors. Here's our Shelley Adler.
U.S. stocks ripped higher and carried the S&P 500 to new records. The S&P 500 index, as of December 20th, has climbed 24.3% for this year, not including dividends.
Holiday travel in Texas may be impacted today by storms. And in northern New Jersey, a sinkhole's forced the closure of the eastbound lanes of Interstate 80, about 40 miles west of New York City. Aviation experts in Europe say they believe Russian fire was likely responsible for the crash of an Azerbaijani jet the day before. But Russian authorities are warning against jumping to conclusions. Four family members have died in Wakefield, New Hampshire, in what's believed to be a case of carbon monoxide poisoning. Fire Marshal Sean Toomey on WMUR.
Terribly tragic event. It comes at a year we've had as a tough year in general for carbon monoxide deaths and fire fatalities in our state.
Relatives asked authorities to check when their family members didn't show up for a Christmas gathering. New York City police say the taxi driver who hit six pedestrians, including children, when he jumped a curb in Manhattan was having a medical episode at the time.
How many people injured?
Six.
Yes. A 9-year-old boy to a 49-year-old female.
The victims are expected to survive. A bizarre crime in Kissimmee, Florida. A pregnant woman accused of stabbing a pizza delivery woman in a hotel room because the woman told her she couldn't make change for a $50 bill on a $33 order. This is AP News. Israel's attorney generals ordered an investigation into the prime minister's wife. There are allegations Sarah Netanyahu has harassed political opponents. Many Americans are saying they are tired of politics.
About two-thirds of U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research say they've recently felt the need to limit media consumption about politics and government abuse because of overload. It was an intense presidential election campaign, and many people are looking for a break from political news. About 7 in 10 Democrats who responded to the poll say they're stepping back from political news, and 6 in 10 Republicans said the same. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.